The next patient is Kathy Richards. The last name is R-I-C-H-A-R-D-S. First name, K-A-T-H-Y. This is the clinical case of a 68-year-old white female that is following this practice because of some proteinuria associated to CKD stage 3A. In November of 2022, the patient had a proteinuria that was consistent with 460 milligrams per gram of creatinine. And it has been a steady increase of the proteinuria. Today, the patient comes for a follow-up. The laboratory work I've done on July the 24th of 2023 shows that the protein-creatinine ratio has increased to 1,660 milligrams per gram of creatinine, which is worrisome. Comma, there is no evidence of hyperlipidemia, comma, there is no evidence of blood sugar being out of control. The hemoglobin A1C is 6.2%. As mentioned elsewhere, this patient couldn't be placed on SGLT2 inhibitors or finerenone, and it is in the best interest if we study the patient for acute nephritic process, since the dramatic increase in the proteinuria, and for that reason we are going to order the full workup that is going to include the 24-hour urine for creatinine clearance and protein, ANA with ANA titers, ANCA, including myeloperoxidase and proteinase, comma, anti-IgBM, rule out autoimmune process, anti-double strand DNA, anti-phospholipase, A2 receptor antibodies, C3, C4, Kaplan-Landa ratio, rheumatoid factor, sedimentation rate, Smid antibody, serum protein electrophoresis with immunofixation, urine protein electrophoresis with immunofixation, hepatitis panel, T3, T4, and TSH. We are going to schedule a biopsy with Dr. Benny. Number two, diabetes mellitus under control. Number three, hypothyroidism with question mark of Hashimoto's. The period. The patient renal ultrasound was reviewed. The size of the kidneys was acceptable. There was no evidence of hyperechogenicity. This ultrasound is 1 year old. The question of renal artery stenosis was ruled out by Dr. Chimchak that did an arteriogram. We are going to reevaluate the case. After the kidney biopsy. The possibilities entertained at this point are diabetic nephropathy, focal segmental glomerulosclerosis, autoimmune process, period. We are going to keep the primary aware of the condition.